went terrific. The kids performed the best they've ever performed, and it was really amazing, and they got to see all the teams that we have in the state at the top of their game. It was really terrific to see.
Did they do the routine like you'd hoped?
Oh, man, that and more. It was above and beyond my expectations. They pulled things out of their back pocket that I didn't even know they had. It was incredible to see them just really come together as a team and perform this routine. It was the most explosive they've ever performed it. It was amazing. Anybody watching it would have been impressed.
Okay. And did you get good comments back from the judges who watched?
Yeah, we had terrific comments. The judges' only complaint was that we needed to up our difficulty level, which in my mind, if you're doing something so well that people think you need to do something more difficult, that's pretty great.
You didn't end up placing, but you're able to see the teams that did win and watch what they were doing?
Yeah, it was really great. Ben Eielson was the team that took first in the co-ed division, and they were a squad of only 7 members, so they really had to have all 7 members doing the best that they could, and they really did. It was amazing. They had 2 male tumblers who were incredible. And then Diamond High School was the squad that took 2nd place in our division, and they're a huge school. And honestly, I feel like we gave them a run for their money. So it was exciting. And the kids, we went up there expecting to just have the experience and not really expecting to place or to come close to it. And I think that we gave them a run for their money, and we were really competitive.
So it was a decade ago when you were there on the team
competing.
Has it changed a lot since then, or is it pretty much what you remember?
It's hard to say, because going up as a coach, I think, is much different than going up as a student, but it has changed. It's a lot more efficient with the time. And the venue they had it in, you don't really get to see the other teams perform, because they whisk you away to a gymnastics area where you have a different mat to warm up. So that was kind of a downside, is that I couldn't watch all the other teams perform before us. And we were one of the last teams, so there were quite a few teams that went before us. But it has changed. The gymnastics skills, I'd say, is the most different from when I was in high school. When I was in high school, if you had gymnastics skills, that was awesome. Throw your round off back handspring, and that's pretty amazing. And nowadays, round-off back handsprings are kind of standard. And so in our division, you saw from standing back handsprings all the way to layouts, which we're not quite at that level yet. So it was crazy to see you had like 6 kids doing a tumbling pass with full twisting layouts. And it's like, we have some work to do on our gymnastics.
The team loses, 5 or 6 seniors?
5 seniors. Okay. We have Molly Parks, who was our only senior who's cheered all 4 years of high school. Kirk Evans, who cheered for the first time this year. Sina Martinez, who is on her 2nd year of cheering. Kiana Simbahan, who I think this is her 2nd year of cheering. And Carolina McClough, who is our foreign exchange student.
Okay, so that's a big group to lose, but you also have a pretty big team, so you will be able to come back next year with a good, experienced group.
Yeah, I've got my eye on some middle school kids that I think will have some great potential, and I've heard a few high school students who are interested in joining the program as well, so I think we'll be okay. We will definitely miss our seniors, as they've added a lot to the team, but we've got 13 kids returning.
And anything else important to mention from the state competition or the season overall or anything like that?
No, it was just terrific. It was a great experience. I'm so glad that we went this year, and hopefully next year we'll bring home a state title.